Think, brethren, think upon the cross. Think upon this love until you feel what Paul felt, until you feel its constraining influence.
When God saves a person, He puts something in you. In the very innermost part of your being, there's something there that loves God and loves righteousness. And it may be ever so weak, but you find something inside of you that's saying, I do love God. I want God. That's a miracle. He takes out the stony heart and He puts in a living heart that loves God, that wants God.
He came and took the curse of the law, says Galatians 3, on Himself, so that the death penalty that you and I deserve was poured out on Christ, so that the death penalty is no longer there to be had, because it's been, as our brother said yesterday, paid in full.
If we're going to persevere to the end, we all must be constantly, continually, and pointedly looking at Jesus Christ and removing anything from our lives that distracts this view right here.
You follow Christ. You stay focused on Him and don't let people, even those you love the most, distract you from steadfast, single-eye obedience. What is that to you, Peter? You follow me.
Brethren, remember what it was like to be a lost sinner.
I tell the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit that I have great sorrow and continual grief in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my countrymen, according to the flesh, who are Israelites.
Remember the pit that you've been dragged from. Christ shed His blood for you in your behalf.